Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 9. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
And what we're seeing is that these demons are bloodthirsty, and they go out for 5 months. They get a little bit of a leave, okay, from their prison. They go out and just go crazy with evil and wickedness. And the Bible says, and they had a king over them in verse 11. So even these demons have to come to heel. The Bible says they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, and in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. Now, when you see the words Apollyon and Abaddon, Apollyon only shows up one time in the Scriptures because it's the Greek form of the word that is most often found in the Hebrew. It means destroyer. But I want you to go back and look at some of the words in the Old Testament about Abaddon. It shows up twice in Proverbs, which gives us a good feel for what this demon is called. Proverbs 15:11 says, "Hell and destruction are before the Lord." He's a destroyer. And the word Abaddon is connected with that word destruction. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. Listen, how much more than the hearts of the children of men? You see, God knows the devil. He knows all about him. He knows where he's at, and he's got him on his leash. And the devil can only go so far and no further. He is an unwilling servant of Almighty God. It is not equal and opposite forces. It is not yin and yang. And when the devil is dispatched, God doesn't even do anything. He just sends Michael down there and says, deal with that. Deal with that. He's a pittance. He's just a created being. And God is the one he wants to unseat. That's ridiculous. He was so, listen, caught up in his own adoration of himself. And that's why, as humans, we need to be careful about overemphasizing our own gifts, our own talents, our own beauty. He was the most beautiful angel. He was wise. He had status as the covering cherub. And he had pipes. He had music and talent. He had it all. I mean, you just go through the list and you go back there and read those things. He had it all. Status, beauty, talent, wisdom. That's it. Isn't that the stuff that we fall by? We say, boy, I got this. I'm smart. We think, I got this, I'm beautiful, I can open any doors, I've got this, I'm talented. And very few people are able to handle that. Chapter 27 of Proverbs, verse 20 says, hell and destruction are never full. So, the eyes of man are never satisfied. I find it fascinating to read these verses and see it talks about destruction, Abaddon, and then it talks about men. Okay, somehow we're likened unto those things in God's eyes. Why? Because we have the capacity to do great good for God. But we also have the capacity to do great evil. That's why we have to be very much under the reign of God himself. The meek will inherit the earth. And so I wanted you to see that word a little bit in its context elsewhere. And to get this guy's name, Abaddon, Apollyon, just another name, I believe, for Satan himself. For he's the king over the bottomless pit. And the Bible says, one woe is past. Well, that was a pretty bad woe. I don't know if you could smell the sulfur from their breath, but it was there. And the Bible says the one woe is past, and they're out there right in the faces of humans. There is terrestrial and celestial beings interacting just like before the flood. That's why there could be a serpent speaking to Eve. Everything was animated. Everything was open. Everything was, you know, there for the man and the woman to enjoy and interact with. You know, we talk about our animals. Isn't it the craziest thing? If you have a dog, you know they talk. They just don't talk with words at this point. And I have heard a few funniest home videos where it says, I love you. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is out of control. Turn that off quick. Something's going sideways. The dog, I love you. You know, it's like crazy. But I'm telling you, before the flood, things were a lot different. A book was written a long time ago. It was called The World That Perished. Because prior to the flood, everything was different. It was like a different world. People lived a lot longer, we know, right? And you had the 800, 900 years. It was a totally different world. And it wasn't as hostile as it was after the flood, right? You didn't put the law of tooth and claw into force until after the flood. Then God put the fear of man in the animals. So before that, you could roll around with a lion. It wouldn't hurt you. It wasn't under that shock of the sun's rays and God's removal of a degree of His grace. The Bible says in verse 12, one woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more after. Now, you think that was bad. I just want to skip the one I'm getting ready to hit, because that was bad, but the third woe is the bowl judgments. Those bowl judgments are God's direct wrath poured out, but not before He explains all of the characters that are on the stage in the next few passages up to chapter 16. But for right now, let's look at that next woe. The Bible says, and the sixth angel sounded. Sounded what? Sounded his trumpet. We're in the trumpet judgments. The Bible says, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel that had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay, look at it, a third part of men. A third part of what's left being killed. And so when you see this, this is a pretty huge deal. Most people have broken it down, it comes out to half of the population is going to be killed by all of this when it comes down to it. If I'm not mistaken, that was what the numbers were. But what we're looking at right now is we're looking at a world that's hostile to you. Your government's coming after you. They want to kill us. You say, well, that's crazy. Wait a minute. What informs me is the man who's put together our vaccines today is named Bill Gates. And he believes we need to not have so many people on the earth. I love sometimes how a meme will kind of put things together real quick. They got some people who have these looks in their faces and they're looking at you and they're saying, man, you mean to tell me there's a guy and he's telling you he wants to depopulate the earth with vaccines and you're lining up to get a vaccine that he made. Now, listen, I know I've got to speak the truth about what this is why I'm doing Revelation. I want you to see the context. These people are not our friends anymore. I'm sorry. I am suspicious of them. That's why I tell you to go to AmericanFrontlineDoctorsAFLDS.com and I tell you to get hydroxychloroquine because I don't trust these people and I'm looking at what's happening. They want to depopulate. They do. You get on the internet, find out what Bill Gates has said about depopulating. It will blow your mind. And now he's saying, well, this is good, we like what we're seeing, but the next wave, and he's just the guy pulling all the levers, listen to me, he doesn't even have his medical license. We're at a time where this is so out of control, it's not even funny. And I won't drill into what I've just said too much. I have much I could say on this, but I will not because I know that it's uncomfortable for some because we're living in a day where we don't know what to do. Listen, I'll tell you what to do. Look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. That's what you do. And share Christ with somebody. Be, as I told my son in Iraq, I said, be an essential crewman. Get out there and witness to somebody and God will keep you in play. You see, this is the world we're living in. It's serious times. And I have to tell you what I believe, and you come here for that, I believe, but I'm sorry, it's just crazy. 99.98% people live through COVID. And I will say that till I'm blue in the face because I know doctors who are standing up and losing their license because they're saying it. That's a guy I can follow. And I mean, there's tons of them. And you're looking at a day where you need to be very, very careful what you believe and what you're listening to. The Bible says in verse 13, the sixth angel sounded, and it says in verse 14, he loosed the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Now, you need to understand about the great river Euphrates. Euphrates means good waters, okay? This is good waters. It's not without significance that it's called that. Because this is what serves all of those Middle Eastern nations. They're all living off of that hose, okay? And now we're at a place where we can build locks and we can shut things down. There's a lot of tension over there about the water. You shut the water off up here, and a lot of these guys are going to be mad down there. Think about that. Verse 15 says, and the four angels were loosed. It says, loose the four angels, and the four angels were loosed. And in verse 15 it says, and the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year. Listen, four to slay a third part of men. Now, we've often looked at the verse 16 and said, well, there's a 200,000 men army, a 200,000 man army coming, which is 200 million men army coming. Now, this may not be quite the right take, because we're going to find at the latter part of the tribulation that the kings of the east are going to come. This Euphrates will prepare the way for the east, but what we have here is right away we're seeing an army mobilized. I believe, and this is my take, and it's all future, so I reserve judgment on saying it too dogmatically, but what I believe is happening here is I believe that God begins to stir up the nations against each other. Everybody begins to jump on what they have and what's theirs, and so you begin to shut down some locks, and you begin to open up some reason for anger. I mean, you've got all those Muslim countries over there. You got, all the different ones that want to come and kill each other. Some who want to dominate, some who don't. You have the 1.1 or 2 billion Indian people. You've got all these people, and the water's being messed with. Well, you don't mess with the water. Turn the water back on. We need the water. So I suggest that what we're seeing here is a war over the water, because it says that a third of the race will be destroyed right here. This is an Armageddon. This is a battle of some sort. It seems like it's a war over the water. Just put that in your back of your mind. I could be wrong, but I know that they don't have a lot of water over there, and people are always talking about how serious water issues are. So look what it says. It says, and the number of the army was of horsemen was 200,000, and I heard the number of them. And it told us in verse 15 that they were prepared for this day. These angels were the principalities over it, and they were prepared for a day and they were an hour and so forth. And what happens is these armies come, and you begin to have a clash, and you begin to have murder, and hell breaks forth on earth again, and these people are killing each other. Now, what does that do? Well, in one sense, if I'm on the right track with this, because I'll give you the alternative view, I think I already did, but if I'm on the right track with this, this deals with the Muslim problem. Think about that. You know, the Muslim world is made up of about 1.3 billion people. It's only rivaled by the Catholic world, which is makes up about 1.2 billion people. I say billion. And the interesting thing is, we've wondered, is there something going on here we've missed in our theology? You know, is it going to be Christendom? Is it going to be Europe? Is it going to be? Right now we're all thinking, is it going to be China that's going to take us down? Because China's really ramped up. Well, that may be. It may be America's problem, but I know Europe's going to stick around, and they're not doing too well, so I have a feeling America's somehow going to be snatched. It could be by an Antichrist coming. Think about that. If somebody stood up right now and fixed everything, closed the border down tight, what would we do? We'd be in a little bit better shape. Let's build up our military. Let's stop being taken advantage of. Sounds like the words we've been hearing in the recent days. You put that in your pipe and figure it out. I'm telling you, we are in a time unlike any time the world's ever had. And it would only take one moment, and everything could turn on a dime. You know that. This is the world we're hoping, wish something would happen like that. But the Bible says these are horsemen. This is an army of horsemen.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.